me tell you who's doing sneakers the best in the game right now. That's New Balance. The two-way V4, featuring this groundbreaking use of technology with fresh foam. It's called Fuel Cell, creating this combination that we love of rebound and cushioning. Fresh foam offers unparalleled cushioning for maximum comfort your entire game from start to finish. The upper construction features this lightweight textile that reduces weight, which we all need, I know I do, while remaining supportive and breathable. Hard to find that combo. The two-way V4 gives you the tools that you need to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way V4 at newbalance.com. Serious question for the Laker fans out there. Laker fans, how are you feeling about the prospect of Phil Jackson back deep into the mix? Deep into the mix in LA. Are you happy about this news? Because I can't possibly see how you are happy. Truthfully, what we do know is that, according to reports, Phil Jackson from the clouds all the way back deep with the Lakers. So deep, we'll put her to sleep. You see what I did there? Get my hint. If I didn't do it with the music and I didn't do it with the lyric and you didn't do it with the double entendre, then you just are not getting my jokes. You know who's not happy for sure that Phil Jackson's back into the fold? My man, Rob Pelinka. Because if there's one person that can usurp Kobe Bryant's agent as the main man in charge of the Lakers, it's the Zen master himself, Mr. Peyote Tantra, like Nuru Massage, Phil Jackson. Google that. The reports are wild, folks. Sam Amick, former co-worker of mine, "Make no mistake," he says, "there are powerful people close to the Lakers who are not thrilled with the reality that Jackson's voice is being taken into account when he has no formal position with the franchise. Hey. Like it or not, Buss has relied on this sort of informal counsel." Informal counsel. Are those not the best two words to describe what's happening with Jeannie Buss and Phil Jackson? Informal counsel. "Hey, girl, you trying to come over? Maybe we can have a drink after work. You can stay over, and I can give you some informal counsel." And like clockwork, the rumors now are flying around. Wild rumors. And they all are centering on the fact that Phil Jackson being back into the fold has his eyes set on a point guard that has been getting slander. A point guard that has been utilized in his ways and his eyes ineffectively. There is not a snowball's chance in hell Phil Jackson comes back to the bench and has a clipboard. But his little hands and his fingers, like Geppetto, are on the strings of things. His views on Russell Westbrook, yes, might seriously impact the future of the franchise in these ways. First, rumors through the grapevine are coming through that Mr. Triangle Offense himself wants to trade LeBron James. And Jeannie Buss, you know, she, even though she loves his informal counsel, informally counseling her, she's like, "Nah, I'm sorry. Like, this massage was good and all, but like, you're not massaging me into this, okay?" So she shut that down. And then now the second rumor is, if the Lakers do keep LeBron, Phil's like, "Yo, the next coach needs to be able to figure out a way to make this big three work." Yes. Loose big three. We'll call it the revolving door of availabilities, right? Phil likes Russ. Phil wants to run it back with Russ. All the money that he has on his contract. I don't know what to make of this. Even when healthy, we know this. The big three don't make no sense. They don't make no damn sense. As I've said before, as the season started, we're talking spacing issues. We're talking problems that were very evident in preseason when the Lakers, like, did not win a preseason game. Even Frank Vogel's dumbass knew this is not going to work. I don't know how to make this work, but I am underqualified for this job. I don't know who is qualified, but it's not me. And now Russ has PTSD. Add that in. He's been taunted all season long. Fans are going after his kids, talking about Westbrook this, Westbrook that. Don't talk about my name like that. Put some respect on my name. Wife's going out on Instagram. She's caping for him. Is happening. Don't you think he would just... Also, Magic Johnson going on First Take, sullying his name like he wasn't an MVP. Sullying his name like he wasn't top 10 in MVP voting when he just played in Washington 2 seasons ago. Like, folks, don't you think you'd just rather, like, I'm done with this. Just buy me out. Let me hang out in LA with my friends. I can make more Honor the Gift t-shirts and, like, expand my brand and build a school or something. It was painful watching a guy hit the side of the backboard as many times as he did. Like, there was, like I said, many times, montages on this. It's happened. Surreal for a guy who was just top 10 in MVP voting. So if you're a Laker fan, the return of the informal council and the return of the king, James, might just be an omen of doom, gloom, and zoom back into the lifeboat. Lakers might just be the Titanic, folks, and damn, can I hear the string quartet playing as the waters start to rise.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.